Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Michelle Graham, the owner of P. Dilly's Cupcakes, in this morning. We didn't even have any cupcakes.
I know. It's Monday. I'm off. I don't bake on Mondays.
I know. I'll have to just come over and get a cupcake sometime.
It's
so,
a hard life.
P. Dilly's Cupcakes, gourmet, would you say gourmet cupcakes?
Gourmet cupcakes, yeah.
In town, you have a location over on the west side by the depot.
Mm-hmm.
You are the front of Trackside, the food truck park there. Tell me about your cupcakes. Tell me about your business.
Oh, gosh. So
I know it's such an open-ended question.
It is.
But.
So I started this almost 10 years ago.
Gosh.
I know.
That's not true, because I have not been following P. Dilly's for 10 years. That's not possible. But
you kind of have been pretty close. Yeah. Like, you've been there just about since the inception.
So, Michelle was selling cupcakes out of the back of her car.
Out of my car. Like, listen, desperate times. I look like a drug dealer, but with cupcakes.
And one of your pickup locations was the Food Line,
Food
right?
Line parking lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come, open the trunk.
Open the trunk. One day a police officer pulled up and I'm like, oh gosh, here it goes. Like, I'm going to get in trouble for this. And I'm just like, I promise you, I'm just selling cupcakes. He's like, oh, I know. I'm here to pick up my order. I'm like, yep. All right. We've made it. We're good.
Yeah. You got the City of Cookeville Police Department behind you at that point.
Yeah.
So you did that for a couple years.
I only did that for 8 months.
Oh gosh.
Because it grew so quickly.
Yeah.
I started it just as kind of like a side hustle to make some money. I was disabled at the time, mm-hmm. After a severe back injury, and thought that I would just do it just to make a little bit of money. There was not really any like scratch bakeries at that time. And I knew that I could make really good cupcakes. I didn't know that I could do anything pretty. I sure didn't know I could decorate cakes. Like, this has all just been a whirlwind. Even mm-hmm. though it's been 10 years, I'm still, every day I walk in, every time I do something, I'm still shocked by the things that come out.
Because your real job was a medical professional.
Yeah.
You were
in
nursing. And so that does not seem anything like baking.
Mm-hmm. No, I was RT and I did that in Ohio. That's where I had my injury. And apparently I'm learning that the medical professional to baker seems to be a pretty common. So like Noelle, who is my right hand, was also a nurse. Laura, who owns the cakery, was in medical. French Cookie, I think she was in medical also. Like, there was one of the other cookie decorators. I'm like, how did all of us go from working in hospitals to like, you know what? We're going the opposite direction. We're running the opposite way.
Well, and just being creative, like there's, you know, baking. And there's, I can see following a recipe can be somewhat scientific. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
sometimes somewhat like medical.
Mm-hmm.
But you're creating a lot of things on your own. And so you kind of get away from just following a recipe that you find. You're kind of testing things out, and you weren't doing medical in a lab where you were like testing out, you know, the cure for cancer.
No. But, you know, as soon as I started, I was like, I don't even know anybody. I hadn't lived here for about a year at that time. So I'd put on one of the like yard sale sites. I was like, hey, any businesses that want to try these cupcakes, just let me know how many people you have in there. I'm going to bring you some free cupcakes. And I did about 1,000 mini cupcakes and just took them around and gave them out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it started.
Have you ever heard the story from the owner of Chicken Salad Chick? She was a single mom and she created the chicken salad and she tested all the stuff and she was going door to door to sell her chicken salad. And women are just so resourceful. Mm-hmm.
Paula Deen, that's how she started also, taking her kids with a wagon and selling her baked goods door to door.
Yeah. Yep. And it's so interesting that then it can become something.
Yeah.
So after about 8 months, you decided that you needed a location.
Yeah. Because I was working out of an apartment. Like, mm-hmm. I have a little galley kitchen, and I started realizing, because I was doing the taster boxes, which was 4 cupcakes, and I would announce flavors on Wednesday. Like, the first week we did them, we did 10. And then the next week, you know, it's like 20. And then I was cutting off at 100 taster boxes. So I was doing at least 400 cupcakes out of my little galley kitchen a week. And I'm like, it's too much. Like, it was consuming my entire house. And I don't know, I had reached out, and one of my customers actually was like, hey, we would like to help you get your business going. And they invested and got us our kitchen built and everything. But it's still a whirlwind. I'm still trying to.
Well, and you had, and you know, you didn't have a background as a business owner. And so you opened this location, and this hobby or side hustle that you thought you were doing has now become this huge space that you're paying a lot of rent for. And you know, have a space for people to kind of sit in there as well. But that's not really the vibe of what ended up happening there.
Yeah.
People were getting their cupcakes or cakes and taking them to a party or just consuming them at home. And so you realized the first location that you had was kind of too much for you.
And parking was a challenge, as it sometimes is in the downtown area. So we started looking, and it just happened that this other place just came open like at the last minute. And, you know, everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. I'm a true believer of that. And we moved there in January of 2020, not knowing what was about to happen.
Yeah.
Like, not knowing that our little community was about to get ravaged by a tornado and that COVID was about to take over. So I truly believe had we stayed in our old location, we would not have made it this far.
Mm-hmm.
So that little location made it where we could do curbside and get to people a little bit easier and have a smaller option so that it just Noelle and I could run it. And I didn't need a huge amount of employees because
that's a huge cost too. I mean, how has that journey been for you of just trying to understand about running a business? How, you know, people think, well, you're making cupcakes. Like, how can you make a living off of, you know, selling $5 cupcakes? All the, you know, for even 400 of them, it's like, okay, well, but you're now providing income for two families. You have a third employee as well. Mm-hmm. And like, it's just a lot.
It's a lot of stress
to kind of figure that out.
And I still haven't figured it out. If I tell everybody when I go and talk to like kids or classes or things like that, I try to tell them, if you could do anything, get a degree in business first, like get some business knowledge or have a dedicated partner or a dedicated person, because that's been my biggest challenge is I have no idea. I have no idea on all of that. And especially, you know, during these times, man, it's crazy and things are just changing so quickly that it's hard to keep up.
Well, and you're very, very open and honest about struggles that your business has gone through. If anybody follows you or the page on social media, you guys just had to make the difficult decision to raise your prices.
Yes.
So tell me about how that has gone and what your personal turmoil has been, I'm sure, of just coming that to that conclusion.
Yeah. I mean, our customers have supported us through everything. And the fact that we are so honest, sometimes brutally, like and it's hard to make that statement to come out and say, we are not going to make it at doing what we're doing because prices of everything have increased so much. This is only the technically third price increase I've ever had in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a struggle for me because I know what it's like to struggle to get your child a treat. And it seems like something that's not necessary, but it is necessary. Mm-hmm. Like, you need those moments. Sometimes your kid just needs a treat. Sometimes your kid just needs a fancier birthday cake. And I know the struggle of that. So for me to come back and say, hey, you're going to pay $450 for this little treat, or you're going to pay $120 for a cake, is terrifying for me. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't even understand still that people are paying money for things that I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
Like things that I bake, people are paying their good, hard-earned money to have something that I'm creating still shocks me every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So to raise prices on it is really challenging for
me. I think that we often find like, I'm just the little Michelle from, the 10-year-old Michelle would never have thought that people would come from out of town and out of state. I mean, you've had calls from out of state
yes.
that
yep.
people will, either just want to support you or they'll want to have things shipped to them. And, you know, people know who you are. So I'm sure at 10, you know, there's a part of you, that 10-year-old is still inside you that's like, who are
is
you?
This real?
You
is
don't deserve to have real? People, yeah. you know, think that what's P. Dilly's?
Yeah.
But it's become such a household name in our community that people know who you are and what you are. And, and has that been a weird thing just to, you know, that notoriety of yeah. just who you are, you know, you're like, oh, I'm just baking. Well, you know, now people know you.
Yeah.
They know your life. They know about you. And that's part of living in the small town.
Yeah. And that we're so visible on social media. You know, we have our fun little TikTok and our page is really active. And most months we reach about 70,000 people, which is crazy considering mm-hmm. that Putnam County only has, what, 100,000 people
yeah.
or so?
Yeah.
So, but I still think that I'm incognito when I leave the shop and I forget that I'm this white-headed, big eyelash, tattooed woman that kind of stands out a little bit.
Yeah.
So when people stop me in the store and they're like, oh, you're the cupcake lady. I'm like, how do you know that? How yeah. do you possibly know that?
Yeah. But it is. I mean, that's the thing is that I think in this town, I think I'm the Biz Foundry lady. And so people might not know who I am, but they identify me. And, yep. and sometimes it's hard to kind of separate that out and say, no, I'm just Michelle Day. I'm just, you know, yep. I don't have cupcakes in my purse.
Right. Yeah. Because the people ask me, did you bring me cupcakes? I'll be at the bank. And I'm like, did you bring me money? That's the question. When you come in my shop, did you bring me a stack of 20s?
You know, I think that's a good thing. I think the banker should, you know, kind of come around handing out. I think that's...
Just hand out 20s. You'd make more friends.
I like that. We'll be right back.
And Noelle frequently will say, well, that was a core memory for them. That's yeah. something that they're going to remember forever
yeah.
was getting to walk in that cupcake shop and watch us creating art.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I am Michelle Graham, owner of P. Dilly's Cupcakes Inn. I do not want to end on the struggles. Let's make this last part about the amazing things that you guys are doing. So how does it work? I know you have like, I don't know, 100 different flavors, it feels like. How does it, you know, you have certain flavors at certain days, and how does all that, how does all the aspect of getting cupcakes work?
Yeah, so every day we do a minimum of 12 flavors so that people can just walk in and grab things. And we also try to have like our cake scrap boxes are really popular. I think last
time. Oh my gosh, that was so good. It was, I was there, you were decorating a wedding cake and you just started like you had to cut off one part and another part and you put some whipped cream and some yep. strawberry filling in. And oh, that was delicious.
That was one of those like little silly things that I'm like, either we're going to eat this or we're going to waste it. Let's like put something together and throw it in and see if people are interested. And it has become a huge hit.
Yeah.
We also try to have cookies and cake pops and we're always trying to come up with different things. But yeah, people can just walk in or they can do orders. So with a lot of our changes, we changed our hours to where we're technically closed on Saturdays, but you can still pre-order, pick up. And then if we have anything left from Friday, we've been doing just like staying open until all those are sold 50% off.
Yeah.
And it's worked really well. Like people just randomly coming in and can still get a little something, but
you don't have to bake and have waste on Saturday
right,
as well.
Right. And that was the biggest thing is trying to prevent any waste. Mm-hmm. And Saturdays, I know people think that that would be a busier day, but it's actually a slower day because people are out getting things done. Thursdays and Fridays tend to be our busier days.
Yeah. So where do you see, I mean, so we made the decision right now that we're staying open. Where do you see this going in the next 5 years? I feel like I've asked you this question before and it's probably evolved and changed a lot over time. What at this moment, you know, here we are in 2024, what do you see the next, let's say, year or two?
Yeah. I was going to say, can we start with next week? I mean, we've pivoted a lot and getting out in the public, I think, is a big thing. Like doing the coffee cart, like that's something that we're trying to do.
You started going over to Averett once a week?
Yeah. And we have another one potentially that we're going to be going to soon. I'm not going to say yet, but it's a large factory here in Putnam County. But just trying to get to where people are, because I understand, like, our hours are kind of like bankers' hours. Mm-hmm. Like, when people work during the day, they can't just leave.
Yeah.
So to be able to get things to them, to start delivering like we used to larger businesses. And then
Noelle, who was hired to answer phones, is now going to have like a P Deli, you know, like the Domino's thing on top of her.
But just
car.
A big cupcake. Like, people would be chasing her down like she's the ice cream man.
I'd like her to play some ice cream music like that while
it's
she drives
it's
around.
Noelle. She'd probably be playing Eminem.
She probably would. She'd be playing Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Like, driving Taylor around, Swift. Seeing if she can, you know, attract all the Swifties and all that good stuff.
They would come out for it, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, we try to do our fun little theme days. I think some that we have planned is like Golden Girls Day, where we're doing like all of your favorites from childhood, like memories.
Yeah. And do you think that has become kind of a Noelle thing that she added into the mix? Or was that, did your company culture, did you want to have fun, interactive business? Was that part of what you set out to do, or has that been a kind of Noelle factor?
So when I first started, I would do theme cupcakes, but they weren't quite theme days. And what started it was, we are huge, huge fans of the show Friends. Mm-hmm. And when Friends was doing their reunion special, mm-hmm. or their anniversary, I think it was their anniversary several years ago, we're like, you know, we should just do a Friends theme day. And it was one of the biggest days we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And we're like, okay, so this is fun. Like, this weekend, we're joining up with Rick Sharp, who owns Envious Tattoos. It's his anniversary, and they're doing like a Hogwarts theme. So we're going to be doing some cupcakes to kind of go along with that. So it's kind of been a collaboration. But Noelle is definitely has her finger on the pulse of what's happening now, like the trends. Mm-hmm. So she is the one that comes in and she's like, this is a trend. We need to do this now. Mm-hmm. And kind of like with the TikTok, like TikTok is, I love watching TikToks, but doing TikToks is not really my thing. Mm-hmm. So she'll come in and say, hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. And sometimes I have to reel her in just a little bit.
Yeah. But the one that you got to throw a cupcake at her face, that one was a pretty fun one, wasn't it?
It was. And she had been asking me to do this one for a while. And finally she came in one day. She's like, look, tomorrow's hair washing day. So we're doing this today. And I just couldn't make myself throw it right at her face, which caused me to miss several times. So we had like three, if you watch the bloopers of it, mm-hmm. we had three or four different attempts, but I did not realize I had such a strong arm. So you could literally hear the smack of the frosting against her neck and the side of her face, to the point that one customer was concerned for her and sent me a private message and was like, this is not cool. Why would you throw this at your employee and your friend? Gosh. And I was like, I promise you, it was her idea.
Yeah.
She wanted me to do this. It was all in good fun.
Oh my gosh. Well, and you, and that's a whole nother segment, which I'm going to tell people they can go look, listen to Powered by Her episode that we talked about. But you have had some struggles of just, for some reason, it seems like people want to criticize a lot of the things you do, whether it's, you know, your policies with COVID around, or just designs of cupcakes. You're thinking, it's a cupcake shop. Like, that shouldn't, you know, you guys do a lot of themed photography. You have like a 1950s kitchen, and you do like, and people will kind of ridicule that. And you just come under a lot of fire.
I don't know what it is, if it's just that sometimes people don't like others to have fun. And mm-hmm. I don't understand that. Like, and maybe it's just a something that they have to deal with themselves.
Yeah.
And I try to remember that I've been in bad places before where things annoyed me that shouldn't have annoyed me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we do lean a little bit to the left, to the liberal side, and we do stand out a little bit. Noelle with her green hair and me with all the tattoos. And so we are a little unique.
Yeah. But like you said, it's, you got, at the end of the day, you want to have fun. You want to provide, you know, cupcakes and treats to the community, but also you want to support your families on this income.
Right.
But you're not doing anything that's
no
inappropriate. You're not doing anything, you know, you're just having fun.
And we do, like, we turn down a lot of stuff that people ask. And then, like I said, sometimes I'll have to rein Noelle in just a little bit and things that we find funny. But our humor is really dark. We worked in hospitals. We saw a lot of really dark things. So anytime you work in the healthcare field, you do tend to develop this really dark sense of humor, and that's how you deal with things.
And then you realize, oh, wait, this isn't maybe appropriate for public.
Right. Yes. So Noelle will be like, I'm going to put this on a cake. And I'm like, I don't know that I want this out in the public. I don't know that Cookeville is ready for that level of dark humor. Like, let's step back just a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, we had a girls' night class Saturday, a cake decorating class. And oh my gosh, we had so much fun. We just had it like BYOB, and just people come in with their friends and learn how to decorate a cake. And we had a lot of inappropriate laughter. And
the conversation's going to be put on TikTok.
Yeah. So we went live on TikTok for a little bit. And I'm like, okay, y'all, kind of keep it down, kind of keep it held back just a little bit. It did not happen.
Oh gosh.
There was no holding back.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of views on that. And then we kind of like went off live and just had a fun time learning how to do that.
So that's also in the next year or two, you're planning on doing more workshops or more classes. And right now people are coming to you, but you can go to other places. You had done birthday parties in the past, and that's maybe not great in the space you're in right now, but there's options for you to go other places.
And if people just watch our social media and our website, we try to announce on there when we're going to have classes. But like, we've done some team building. NHC had us come to one of their team building events and had a group do a cake class together. And that was so much fun going on site and helping them. And it's just a lot of fun getting to teach and show people and watching them have a little bit of frustration, but trust the process. And the end result is they walk out of there with a beautiful product and a new respect for what we do.
But I think that I always say, I'm not creative. Like, I could never do that.
Everybody has a little bit of creativity.
But I think that there's like tapping into the things that every now and then I'll find like, oh, that looks like an easier art project. And I'll do some painting thing. And I'm like, oh, that's fun, you know? Yep. And I think when you tap into that creative side, you kind of open up something that we probably stuff down because we're so business oriented and, you know, trying to get stuff done all the time.
And it's using a different side of your brain.
Yeah.
So that you can kind of forget the other side for just a minute. All those little struggles and the bills and all of that. So for an hour and a half, 2 hours, you get to sit there and just create something.
Yeah, and not worry about all the rest of everything. Yeah. So how you mentioned your website. What's your website?
PDillies.com.
PDillies.com. And your address is?
168 West Broad, where we share a parking lot with the train depot. So we're pretty easy to find.
Mm-hmm. Across from Blood Assurance over there. So people can go donate some blood and then go over.
I mean, your sugar drops when you donate blood. You're going to need us. So
that's right. And and a lot of your creations people can see on your website.
On website, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok,
There you go.
We do it all.
So like she said, 12 different flavors. Is that what you said? 12?
12 daily.
That's crazy.
Different flavors every day.
That's crazy.
And then every season we completely change our menu.
That is insane.
It is.
But it's always good. And it's always, there was some sort of angel food the other day. It was a different, like tangerine angel food.
Peaches.
Angel food.
But let me tell you, the pineapple lush angel food, that is like,
that's one step to heaven. That's maybe one of my favorites. Fluffer Nutters. I don't know. There's a lot. Every time I go in there, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not like a set on one thing.
Yeah.
I can always find something I like. So thank you so much, Michelle Graham from P. Dilly's, coming in today. Stop by and grab a cupcake. We'll see you later.